Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief show right here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Hope you had a good Tuesday. If not, hopefully these next 4 hours with you, I can help you make it better. Okay? We have a pretty fun show. Lots of good news going on in the world of sports. A lot of different scenarios. Tons. We're going to discuss them. A big thank you to my main man, Tom, Ryan, Stu, always for helping to put this show together. We're going to talk about a whole myriad of things, okay? First of all, Major League Baseball. They don't know what they're doing. They don't. They just like to fight in public. John Wall. Yes, John Wall, the basketball player. You may have forgotten that John Wall is a basketball player, but he still plays basketball, and he has an update on his own status. Okay, we're going to talk about John Wall. Speaking of statuses, we're going to talk about Kevin Durant and his status. Moving over to the NFL, Kurt Warner. He has had some interesting words to say about Joe Burrow and that they might actually be, talk worthy of a comparison. We're definitely going to talk about athletes who need to shut up, especially in light of Isaiah Thomas and Michael Jordan. I don't even know. Do we call it a beef? When you're that old, can it still be a beef? My main man, Tom, is here. Tom, is it when you got two guys who are like 50 years old and they're legends, is it still a beef or is it spoiled? Like, what do you call that?
No, it's aged beef, but it's still
beef. It's aged beef.
Yeah.
Okay, makes sense. We have a little bit of aged beef here, and we're going to talk about that. We're still talking about the Olympics from 1992. But that's what happens when you don't have any live sports. And thank you once again to MJ and The Last Dance for giving all of us something to talk about while we have waited on sports to return. Okay, my name is JR. I'm here rocking with you for the next 4 hours. You can find me online, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. All of my social media is at JR Sport Brief. You can also call up anytime, any moment. The number, very simple, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. Times are tough, and Rocket Mortgage is prepared to help. If you need mortgage assistance, contact their team 24/7 at rocketmortgage.com. From their home to yours, the team at Rocket Mortgage is with you. Now, speaking of things being with you, hopefully it is sooner than later that we get a return to not only NBA basketball, but also NHL hockey. Yeah, I mean, we spent pretty much, I feel, the past several days looking at an approach of both sports. We went from saying, okay, well, where are we going to hold it? Or how are we going to hold it? We have now moved in to potential formats. Now, the NBA pretty much made it clear over the weekend that they are looking towards one site right now. That's Disney World in Orlando, Florida, the Wide World of Sports. If you haven't been there, it's exactly what it sounds like. Imagine 15 and 20 different type of fields. Let's say 10 baseball fields, 5 soccer fields and arenas and just fill it in. I've been there a bunch of times and they've recently renovated it as well. So that's a good look for the NBA, who is looking for a site to continue their season. How the NBA continues their season exactly and what the format is, we do not know yet. But unlike Major League Baseball, at least Adam Silver and the owners versus the Players Association and the players, at least things look kind of placated. Things look a little bit on the even side. They don't look like they're slinging mud and dirt back and forth with each other like Major League Baseball. Now, today, if you're a fan of the NHL, you got better news. Although they're still basically trying to figure out what their return and where they're going to return is, Commissioner Gary Bettman, he basically got on a conference call, did a video chat earlier today with all of the media, and basically broke down, okay, this is how the NHL is going to return. Basically, he said, regular season, it's over. All right, everybody got their awards. We're going to figure out the regular season awards when it comes down to points, assists, goals, etc. That is pretty much done. But the meat of what everybody would want is what exactly are the playoffs? What are they going to look like? Listen to what Gary Bettman said, just strictly explaining the playoffs.
When the given go-ahead from the medical experts and the relevant government authorities is given, 24 of our 31 teams will resume play. The top 12 in each conference as ranked by percentage points from our standings as they stood through the games of March 11th when we paused our season as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic.
Boom, right out the gate. 24 teams, a 24-team playoff. Okay, Gary Bettman, well, do me a favor, Commissioner Bettman. Tell me exactly how you're going to go ahead and get to the Stanley Cup playoffs.
We will resume play and conduct the 2020 Stanley Cup playoffs in two hub cities that will be identified and announced at a later date. Each will have secure arenas, practice facilities, hotels, and local transportation for our players, coaches, and essential staff.
Okay, so basically as we move towards the Cup, this is going to be split. You know, you're not going to get the one city situation that it looks like the NBA is currently leaning towards. It looks like the NHL is going to separate this down into East and West. And I could understand that from a traveling perspective. It will be interesting to see what cities are actually chosen to move forward and to continue or start up, I should say, the NHL playoffs. And this is pretty cool. I like the fact that the NHL already has a plan set in place. The NFL, I don't feel that we have to worry about that too much. Dolphins owner Stephen Ross, he even chimed in today and he said, yeah, I basically feel it's almost a certainty that we're going to have NFL football later on this year. And speaking of the Miami Dolphins, they have currently adjusted their stadium, Hard Rock Stadium. Shout outs to everybody listening down in Miami Gardens. They've actually adjusted that stadium. They're going to convert it for like drive-throughs so you can go in and watch movies and events and all types of things. And I would venture to say that's going to happen pretty soon before we get closer to the season. So expect to see that in the summer. And with all of the rain that comes down in Miami, I guess sitting in your car for a drive-through is better than just, being outside. Now, the NBA, we haven't necessarily gotten that clarity yet. We're still waiting to hear what Adam Silver has to say and what agreement that the owners come to with the players. Now, you have to keep in mind there are some differing of views, especially when you think about teams that were competitive this past season and then teams that were pretty much, packed up and already set for vacation. Teams like the Golden State Warriors that weren't going anywhere. Teams like the Atlanta Hawks. And even though the Atlanta Hawks were a young team, they weren't set for the playoffs. You know, general manager Travis Schlenk, he basically said, you know what, we wanted to see what our young players would look like. We traded for Clint Capela, and we didn't even see him out on the floor. So, some teams look like they want to play, some teams don't. And then the magic number that would enact a few more dollars, and when I say a few more dollars, I am really being curt, but something that would activate more money in television revenue would be for all of the teams to go past 70 games played. You know, the Atlanta Hawks are pretty much the closest. They're three games away. But everybody has an opinion. When you have approximately 500 players in the NBA, everybody's going to have an opinion. obviously the stars' opinions are going to weigh more, which is why a few weeks ago we heard about LeBron James and Giannis and Steph Curry and not James Harden, because a lot of folks don't like him. But we heard from some of the top players in the NBA, including Chris Paul, the president of the Players Association. We've heard that they want to play basketball. And so if you're at the end of the bench or you're on a team that sucks, then, you know, pretty much too bad for you. But one of the stars in the NBA, you may not necessarily, he may not be the first name to roll off of your tongue, but Damian Lillard, Mr. Basically 30 points per game and 8 assists, he put in his own 2 cents. Coming from Portland about the Trailblazers, the Blazers right now are 3.5 games out of 8th place. Obviously, 8th place is the final playoff spot. And Damian Lillard has his own thoughts. He said, if we come back and they're just like, we're going to add a few games just to finish the regular season, and they're throwing us out there for meaningless games, and we don't have a true opportunity to get into the playoffs, he said, I'm going to be with my team because I'm a part of the team. But I am not going to be participating. He says, if they come back and say it's something like a tournament play-in style between the number 7 and 12 seeds, if we're playing for playoff spots, then I think that's perfect. So Damian Lillard is like, listen, I'm not coming back to play 5 more games if we're not going to get into the playoffs. He says, I'm not doing it. And I can understand. They're looking to have Nusuf Jurkic back. He should be healthy. You want to think about a big that they were missing the entire season. That's a good enough reason to come back. And if you're Portland, you know, wouldn't you think you might have a small bit of a shot? Now, I get it. Damian Lillard, quote unquote, doesn't sound like he wants to play for the love of the game. But I get it. He wants to play for the competition. Are you going to get that in 5 measly games? And don't just pin it on Damian Lillard if you disagree. I mean, you have Steve Kerr, who basically said two months ago, he's like, listen, we're preparing an offseason mode. Like, what the hell are we doing here with the Golden State Warriors? We're getting ready for the draft. We're trying to think about our roster for next season, how we can get back to the top of the mountain. Now, Mark Cuban, he was on earlier today with Tiki and Tierney, and he put in his 2 cents as to what type of playoff scenario that he would want to see. Listen to Mark Cuban from earlier with Tiki and Tierney.
We play 5 to 7 more regular season games. Excuse me. Then once you do that, you also, once you set the number of games you're going to play, then what I propose is that we take the top 10 seeds in each conference. Once you have those two top 10s from the two conferences, you combine them together, seed 1 through 20, then you have a one-time playoff game like you do in the NCAA at AA.
Wow.
Where 20 plays 17, 19 plays 18. The winners of those play a series against the 15th and 16th seeded teams, and the first 2 seeds get a bye, and then you play it out.
Okay, that was Mark Cuban on Tiki and Tierney breaking down what he thinks would be a good idea for the playoffs. And, you know, I don't disagree. And if you couldn't keep track of what the hell a billionaire just said, bottom line, he wants to have an iteration of the Final Four, whether it be single or just matter of fact, the whole March Madness tourney. He wants to go ahead and start off having teams play each other. You know, let's say 1 versus 10, et cetera, et cetera. Break it down, whether it be a single game series or whether it be multiple games, he did not specify. And then he also wants to have regular season. Now, I disagree with that. I don't need to see any regular season games. I can understand if you want to get some teams and you want to get some of these squads warmed up, but not every NBA team, I feel, needs to go out and play meaningless basketball. Let's not do it. I don't think that should necessarily be the case. My feeling is you're going to have a lot of teams that have already checked out. You're going to have some teams that might play hard. You're going to have other teams that are pretty much loafing just to show up. And the reality is, this is a life issue. Keep that in mind. This isn't just a basketball situation. You're asking folks to go ahead and potentially leave their families. Not everybody's going to want to drag their family out towards Disneyland. You're asking players to leave their families to set up shop just to play meaningless basketball and go home. Why? This is the reason why the game stopped was because of health issues. So why would a player who knows that there's not going to be any hope you know, want to go into that bubble and participate if there's nothing there for them in the long run. So I feel that, you know what, the NBA should have an expanded playoff. Go ahead, figure out who the 7 and 8 teams are. Go ahead, let them do a play-in. And then let's just get right into the meat of it. Let these guys use the play-in as a potential warm-up, or give them a few preseason games. Let them play a quick round robin just to get warmed against. Let's do East versus West just as warm-ups, and then split it, and then just have the teams in the East do a play-in, the teams in the West do a play-in for the final two slots, and then go into the traditional sense of 3 out of 5, because we don't need 7 games in the first round. That's been nothing but a money grab for years. So I agree with what Mark Cuban said, but one thing that I know we need, yes, we do need some type of preseason quote-unquote games. And it's not preseason in the sense of let's get guys, you know, just to play meaningless basketball. It's mostly to get these dudes warmed up and then get them right into the playoffs, because we know it's going to take several weeks to get the players' legs underneath them in the first place. So I get what Mark Cuban is saying. I don't disagree with it in that big regard. And I also understand what Damian Lillard is saying as well. But it's just odd to me how he says he would go, he would show up, but then he wouldn't play. That doesn't sound like, you know, you're being a set teammate to myself. But hell, what do I know about the inner workings of the Portland Trailblazers when you happen to be their best player? So, you know, I want to go ahead and take your calls right now. 855-212-4CBS. The lines are open. This is what the JR Sport Brief Show is all about. We heard from Gary Bettman explaining the Stanley Cup playoffs, how that's going to work. We don't know how the NBA playoffs are going to work when they come back. What are your thoughts? What should the NBA do to reactivate their season? Let me know. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show right here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. The NHL, Gary Bettman, he's laid out a plan for the Stanley Cup playoffs. Now it's a matter of seeing where and when. The NBA, still up in the air as to the location. We know that they are talking with Disney World in Orlando, Florida, to go ahead and you know, use that as a one site. A solution for the NBA to resume, but we don't know the particulars. They haven't announced it. It's something that they are pretty much still discussing. Mark Cuban was on Tiki and Tierney earlier today, and he suggested, you know, to finish out a few games of the regular season, about 5 games, and then move into similar to a March Madness tournament to go ahead and seed the teams, and then move into the traditional NBA playoffs. I think we have to figure out a way to get guys warmed up, maybe play out the regular season, just some quick exhibition games so these guys have some a couple of games under their legs, and then move into a best 3 out of 5, and then move into your traditional 7-game series. You know, let's do a play-in for the final, 7 and 8 spot, so teams don't say, hey, we didn't get an opportunity. So I think that's the best bet. I opened up the phone lines. I want to hear from you right now. 855-212-4CBS. Should the NBA go right into the playoffs? How should they go about seeding? I want to hear from you. I also put this out on my Twitter, at JR Sport Brief. The Cavs Pulse says, everybody's in a 3-game series tournament until the Western Conference and Eastern Conference semis. Okay, John Hilberry says, let the first 29 teams into the playoffs and we go from there. I don't know if we want all of the bad teams into the playoffs. B. Allen says, go right into the playoffs. First and second rounds, best of 5 series, conference finals and finals, best of 7. Shout outs to everybody who hit me up on Twitter. You can find me at JR Sport Brief. Let's go ahead and hit these phone lines. 855-212-4CBS. The line is sponsored by Geico. They've introduced the Geico Give Back, if you didn't know. It's a 15% credit on car and motorcycle policies for current and new customers that last your full policy term. Visit geico.com/giveback to get all of the info and to check in on your eligibility. Let's go ahead and hit these phone lines. Let's talk to Dave in Wisconsin. Dave, what are your thoughts on the NBA playoffs and how should they restart, or the season, I should say?
Hey, what's up, buddy? Hey, baseball canceled. Don't care anymore. Just done. NBA basketball, no, eight teams, that's it. Well, eight teams each division. But what I want to see for scrimmage games is bring your D and G League All-Stars in, and you scrimmage those teams as your warm-up, 3 to 5 games. Your D and G League players get experience. Your team, the Bucks, get a chance to see all their D and G League players in-house, then go right, first round 3 games, second round 5 games, and then 7, because we don't need 7 games, because the NBA is all determined in the last couple rounds anyway. Same with hockey. You know, we don't need 20 teams in there, but no, bring your D and G League players in from your league. Let them get some experience and warm up against them. And 1 versus 8, let's go.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Dave. Appreciate you calling up from Wisconsin. I think the big problem that you have there is the G League was canceled. You want to talk about warming guys up. I mean, these guys are in the G League for a reason. They're subpar. I don't think LeBron James wants to get warmed up against some guy who, was basically trying to get into the NBA for the past 5 years. And then also a guy who hasn't played for the past several months. LeBron James might as well warm up against me. And that is no disrespect to the G League players. But my point is, you want to talk about folks getting warmed up? They ain't warm. And they're not at the caliber of NBA. That would pretty much, what are we doing? We're just running game. And that is a running game. I have to explain that. You're wasting your time. Let me just put it that way. Okay. Let's talk to Jay in Alaska. 855-212-4CBS. How should the NBA restart their season? I don't know about the G League part. Jay in Alaska, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Go on ahead.
Hey, what's happening, JR? How you doing, my bro?
I'm very well, man. What you thinking?
Hey, man, I got some heavy. I got 3 heavies for you, so just bear with me.
Okay.
First one is an opinion on Zeke. Man, that guy couldn't even hold Magic.
Whoa, Jay. Let's. I'm going to talk about Isaiah Thomas later on. We're not talking about Isaiah Thomas. We're not talking about Dream Team. I'm talking about how you go ahead and get the NBA season started.
Okay, so this is what I was thinking. So I agree with you wholeheartedly. We do not need any more regular season games. Just have him play like 4 preseason games, exhibitions like NFL does, to get the player, have them do a training camp for maybe 3 weeks, and then just play 4 exhibition games against teams that are close in proximity to their city. So, if you have the 2 LA teams can play each other a couple times and maybe play somebody in, Oakland or somewhere where you don't have to do a bunch of flights. And then I think that they should do the top 2 seeds should be get a bye. The other 6 teams play a 3-game series. And then the winner of those come play, and then the top 2 seeds come down and play, and you get a 5-game series for the second round, and then the third round, or the finals, I should say,
7.
You go to 7 games. That way, every time you go through a round, you're eliminating people from the equation, which means it's going to get safer and safer and safer until you get to the final. So that's what I would do.
All right. Well, thank you, Jay. Appreciate you for hitting me up from Alaska. I mean, you kind of lost me at the beginning when you said, you have teams on the West Coast playing each other close proximity. Nobody's playing anybody anywhere, but it seems to be, and granted, it's not official yet. And I also want to, if you heard Dave from Wisconsin say the MLB season is canceled, no, that's not official. That would happen to be Dave's opinion. But in the larger sense, don't anticipate anybody playing anybody. You know, the New York Knicks are not going to get on a train, in an hour and go play Philadelphia. Los Angeles Lakers are not going to play the Clippers in the Staples Center. They're not going to go up to Sacramento. And Houston is not going to play, Dallas or San Antonio. It's not going to happen. And if it does happen, it's going to happen in Orlando, Florida. So we're not going to see any of that that moving and shaking and traveling. Let's check in with David from Seattle. David, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. What do you think?
How are you, JR? I had an idea, okay? You were talking about the last teams in the West. I don't have a sheet in front of me that are 3.5 games out of
that would
the
be Portland.
Spot.
Yes.
My idea is, how many teams? I wish I had that sheet in front of me where I'd sound professional, but I'm going to take a guess, okay?
Please.
Number 9 club gets a bye and let all the clubs that are 3.5 games out play like 1 game. You win, you move up, move up, move up. Then at the end of that, the number 9 club would play the number 8 club, and then you start the playoffs that way. At least Portland and them, who are close enough, would have a chance to make the playoffs. That's my idea.
Yeah, I think part of what you're saying, I don't know what you're talking about, move up, move up. But I think part of what you said, the latter part sounds like a play-in. Like, you would go ahead. Like, I would take the 7, 8, and 9 team, and I don't know if this is correct math or not. You know, 7, 8, 9, and 10. You know, let Dallas play New Orleans. Let Memphis play Portland. Dallas, Memphis, Portland, New Orleans. Let them battle it out for whatever that fourth spot is, and or that those final two spots, and then let them go from there. That's kind of my concept and thinking.
You got what I'm thinking, JR. I didn't have the sheets in front of me, but I thank you for correcting me and make me sound like I know something instead of a yahoo.
Oh, David. You know a whole lot, man. Don't let anybody tell you different, okay?
All right, but you saved me. You saved my bacon. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, I love bacon.
On your fine program.
No, thank you so much, David. I love saving bacon. That's what I do in my off time, just out here saving bacon. Yeah, take the 7, 8, 9, and 10th team. Let them smack each other around for a few games and decide in what the 7 and 8 spot is. You know, as a preseason kind of warm-up, before you do that, let's take the teams in the East and let them play their comparable seeded team in the current standings in exhibition style. Let's get about three or four of those games. You know, then go right into the playoffs. 3 out of 5, and then we can go ahead and move on. I like what that situation is. We're going to continue taking your calls. I got some interesting tweets in as well. If you want to holler at me during the break, tweet me at JR Sport Brief. I see you, Biscuit. We're going to go ahead and get you on the line. Let's continue your calls. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief show right here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're talking about the return of the NHL. They pretty much said, yeah, we're going to go for a 24-team playoff. The NBA, they're still trying to figure things out. But we do know the NBA is in talks with Disney and Disney World to pretty much finish out the season in Orlando, Florida. Mark Cuban thinks they should go about, you know, starting off in a Final Four format. March Madness format to start off. And then move into the traditional playoffs. I think that we should have a few exhibition games, East versus West, comparable seeds, 5 versus 5, etc. Then you do some play-ins on the 7, 8, 9, and 10th slot. Let them duke it out. And then go into a 3 out of 5 and then go ahead and start the playoffs. I've been asking you your opinions. 855-212-4CBS. And speaking of returns, I want to tell you about a former All-Star who said he's healthy, but then he still ain't going to play. We're going to talk about that in a second. Right now on the line, we have Biscuit calling up from Houston. Biscuit, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Go on ahead.
Hey, man, what's going on, my brother?
I'm terrific. What do you think? How should the NBA get things going again?
Well, okay, this is how I would do it. First, I got to ask you a question. But this is going to tie into my formula here. How many games do the Lakers trail the Bucks by?
The Lakers trail the Bucks in total? I'd have to go ahead and pull that up. I wouldn't venture it's a lot.
Okay, so let's say it's 6 games. That's how many games I would use for my pool play. I would treat this, because all these guys have done this.
You throw everybody in there. The Lakers are two losses.
No.
The Lakers are two losses. Well, hold on, Biscuit. The Lakers are two losses behind Milwaukee right now.
Okay. Well, let's that two is not enough. So I would say 6 games. First of all, let me say this: all games must count, because we don't want no exhibition. Nobody's going to watch no exhibition game. So all games must count, and that way everybody knows something on the line. So I would break it down to 20 teams, and the 6 games that we're going to play, that's going to add on to the games we've already played, the top 10, it doesn't matter, East or West, the top 10 are going to play each other, and the bottom 10 are going to play each other, because that's how you can catch teams, is head-to-head. And so this way, every game is going to count. So the Bucks is up 2 games over the Lakers, where the Bucks are going to have to play the Clippers, the Lakers, the Celtics, or whatever. You know, so the Bucks are going to have to win some games. They're going to have – so this will get the competitive juices going. Now, once all those are played and we the numbers are set, once again, it's not going to be East-West. It's going to be 1 through 20. Now, the bottom four, I would have that as play-in. I would have – what would it be? What, 17 play 20 and 18 play 19. And that's a play-in. And then we're going to eliminate some teams that way. So that's a one game play-in. And then after that, we're going to go one against what would it be, nine? One against eight or whatever. And, you know, like two against one against 18 okay. And two against 17, you know, that, wow. Just like that. And it would be the first round would be best three out of five. After okay. that, it's all going to be all seven-game series.
Okay. But well, Biscuit, we get it, Biscuit. Biscuit, hold on. We get it.
Okay.
We get it. My question to you is, I want you to write all of that down. Like, actually, no. I'm serious. Go ahead and take all of those teams that you just mentioned. Go ahead and take a look at the standings. I have them open in front of me right now. Go ahead and take those teams and line it up the way that you said. And you said that nobody wants to see, you know, exhibition games. The games have to mean something. Just
correct.
look at that and tell me if we're going to have competitive games or whether or not we're going to have trash teams playing against each other that may not have any future to actually get anywhere. It's one thing if you have Milwaukee and the Lakers and the Clippers playing each other, but, you know, that may take some of the allure off of a potential finals. And at the same time, let's be realistic here. Nobody wants to see exhibition. You know, I don't think anybody's clamoring to see, you know, Golden State take on Detroit.
Don't get me wrong now. It's only going to be 20 teams participate from the jump.
So what are we doing? What are we doing with the other 10 teams? They just stay home?
Oh, they out. They stay home. That's it.
Biscuit. Well, Biscuit.
We ain't no time for the mother guy.
Write that down and let me know what that seeding looks like. If you actually do put that together, please email it to me, jrsportbrief@gmail.com. I want to break that down. Okay, Biscuit?
Okay, what's the email again?
jrsportbrief@gmail.com. Very simple. Okay?
Okay. Okay, right. I got you.
Thank you, Biscuit. Appreciate Biscuit for calling up from Houston. My brain went a few places. Hey, Tom, did you? I understood it, but did it make sense?
I am not the best evaluator of that because I was on the phone with other callers.
Okay.
I tried.
Good idea. Yeah,
I'm not sure that it did.
I tried too. We got Roderick here from Grand Rapids, Michigan. Let's check in with Roderick. Roderick, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Go on ahead.
Yo, man, how are you?
I'm terrific. You have an idea I can follow?
Yeah, basically listening to you talk about Mark Cuban's statement, I totally agree with him 100%, except for one thing. I don't really think that the first overall seed buys would work, especially with the teams that haven't played that long. I wanted to get your input on that and how you think that would work out.
When you say teams that haven't played that long, you're talking about every single team and the fact that they haven't played since March 11th? Or what are you talking about?
Well, you said Mark Cuban said the first overall seeds for each conference would have a bye, right? For during the playoffs, with what he said.
Yeah, because they'd basically final four the latter teams to go ahead and get things started.
I still don't understand. My thing is, I don't know how the overall one seed teams would feel like the Lakers or the Milwaukee Bucks about basically even sitting out longer and not getting those extra reps, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh, I get what you're saying. I do. That's why I think it's important with my idea. I think you take comparable teams and use it as warm-ups. You know, so let's do a little bit of crisscrossing here. Everybody can get an exhibition. Let Milwaukee get a tease and play LA or switch it up. Go 1-4 or 4-1 across conferences if you don't want to spoil potential championship matchups. So I think everybody get some exhibition games, cross conference. Let the final four teams in each conference go ahead for a play-in in the final two playoff spots, and then boom, three out of five, and then go to your traditional seven. Everybody plays except for the terrible teams that nobody cares about. And then everybody still gets a warm-up the same way.
Exactly. And then also, real quick, about the bottom teams that won't be able to play, do you think it would be able, if they change the percentage on the lottery picks for, like, the bottom four teams that can't finish out their season and maybe change their odds for the number one overall pick?
No, I think, you know, even as an overall, I wouldn't let the playoffs go ahead and dictate what the lottery looks like. If I was going to go ahead and think about the NBA lottery and how we go ahead with the draft selection process, I would call it fair to go ahead and take the standings as they are right now. I don't think it would be fair to go ahead and apply any type of playoff format to the bulk of the season, which was primarily played. So, look, I would go ahead and run the lottery as is based on the current standings.
Cool. Thanks, man. I enjoyed talking to you.
No doubt.
Have a good one.
No, thank you so much, Roderick. Appreciate you for calling up from Grand Rapids, Michigan. Yeah, that is something totally different. None of this playoff, there shouldn't be a playoff scenario, in my opinion, which should hold bearing on, you know, what the NBA draft lottery is going to look like. That ain't fair. I mean, the NBA is already going through the process of adjusting the odds of landing that number one pick. I believe the first four teams have equal odds at around 12 or 15%, and that was pretty much done to stop teams from tanking. I don't think we should take a once in a quote-unquote lifetime playoff format or conclusion to this regular season and use that now as a benchmark for how we pretty much get the season running. I don't think so. I think the two are totally separate. And talking about getting the season up and running, I found this very interesting. John Wall, well, before he got hurt and just destroyed everything in his Achilles and his legs, he hasn't played in about a year and a half. He was on a Zoom conference today for his 202 assist program. That's up in the D.C. area. John Wall says, "I am 110%. He says, "I am healthy. I'm itching to get back out there." He said he's focused on getting out there, seeing how Bradley Beal has developed, how the team has developed, how we have made changes in the organization and prepare ourselves for next season and to basically see what we can do. Now, we know John Wall is amazing. John Wall has been a four-time, five-time All-Star. He's all-defensive team. He's been on at certain points of his career. He's super athletic. He's never won anything. Let's be clear about that. And he hasn't played the past year and a half. Now, even though he said he's 110%, he said he's not participating in anything this year. You can throw John Wall out of the window as a participant for anything that goes down. Now, we know the Washington Wizards, Bradley Beal was the one who basically was the show this year. But at the same time, even though he's putting up 30 points per game, the team was so terrible. The team has been so bad that even though he's great, he didn't even get an invite to the NBA All-Star game. He got robbed. I mean, that's the reality. Bradley Beal should have been an All-Star. And having said that, the Washington Wizards, because the Eastern Conference is pretty much in the toilet, they're in the ninth spot, okay? Right behind Orlando. They have 24 wins and 40 losses. So even if there was a scenario where the Washington Wizards got into the playoffs, you're not going to see John Wall. And, you know, John Wall, for everything that he's saying, I want to say that, like, I can't see him and Bradley Beal working out. Because I think by the time John Wall comes back, he has to realize, hey, you got to lean over a little bit because it's Bradley Beal's team. It really is. And then it's also interesting, Bradley Beal, he was on All the Smoke podcast with Matt Barnes and Steven Jackson, and he told a story that, you know, there was a point in time that he was also traded for James Harden when it was time for James Harden to leave OKC. Listen to this.
My draft night was crazy. For one, it was my birthday. So that was the best damn birthday ever. The whole night, I kind of had a feeling I was either going to go two or three. We knew AD was going one. So I either knew I was going to Charlotte or Washington. When we sitting in the draft room, sure enough, my agent tapping me, he was like, "It's possible you might go to OKC." Damn, how am I going to go there? I ain't even work out for OKC. I only worked out for three teams, Washington, Cleveland, and Charlotte. So the deal was to trade James to Washington, OKC trade up to two or three, get me, trade James to Washington. I'd have been in the OKC with KD and Russ.
That would have been interesting. That would have been interesting. It didn't come true. Obviously, we know James Harden went to Houston, and since then, the basketball hasn't left his hand. Bradley Beal has been a member of Washington since he got drafted. It's crazy to say. In 2012, time flies crazy. It really does. And Bradley Beal has been able to play in the league, put up numbers. This year has been his primary breakout, you know, playing full time without John Wall right there next to him. And I don't see how they do have a future together. I really don't. I mean, Bradley Beal may be out of the situation sooner than John Wall, but I have zero idea how they go and play, because I don't know if John Wall is going to come back and still think that, hey, I'm the dude out here running the show. That's going to be a tough pill to swallow. But let's see. He may not stick around. Let's go ahead and see how that goes. And then even looking back on my Twitter about some of these playoff seedings, you know, it doesn't make sense to me. Washington, even though they're number nine, like, what business do they have in the playoffs? I don't want to see Washington. I want to see Bradley Beal, but I don't necessarily want to see the rest of his terrible team. And I'm looking at some of these other messages that I got. Eric DeVere tweeted me. He says, I think it's ridiculous that teams like Golden State have quit and won't play. He says, if this was game 70 in any other season, they don't quit. They finish the year. Every team should play out 5 to 7 games and then start the playoffs. Well, NBA is a business. That very may well be what happens, but we're going to see. And speaking of the playoffs and restarting the season, when we come back, we're going to talk about the NFL. You're checking out the JR Sport Brief Show right here on CBS Sports Radio. Let's see how they do it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.